I think one of the challenges is navigating the varying levels of capacity among the different stakeholders, because everyone has different roles to play within the educational ecosystem. However, you know, they hit a maximum in terms of their capacity to be able to take on new things. And so I think when we think about expanding the definition, that means more caring, loving adults can actually work on behalf of kids, and that just invites a lot of possibility. But then with that means you have to gain an understanding of the different assets that stakeholders are bringing to the table, so you could pair specific adults to help kids build specific competencies based on their background.
I think that there are some structural issues of the way that we think about expertise and we think about professionals and the value that we put on jobs. There are a lot of spaces in education where your certification, you know, allows you access to people's, I think, value for, and I think, you know, especially for the way that we talk about, especially service jobs, that there are people in our school communities who have been told over and over again that these jobs don't carry a whole lot of value. And especially for people in low-income communities whose parents are working these jobs. And so I think that there is a narrative around whose jobs have value and what type of labor is valuable. And I think that as we start to open up our conversation about who has value in our system, we start to look at the stories and the experiences and the expertise of people who might not be traditionally thought as educators, but the value that they bring to the everyday experiences of fixing things, of making sure things are presentable. There's a lot of value in those things, and I think that there is a challenge to the narratives that we've sometimes put on things about, oh, you don't want to do that when you get older, like you're doing this so you don't have to do this type of job when you get older. But all these experiences have value, and they add to a coherent experience for students. And I think it also messages to students in schools that these all of the people here are valuable and their work is valuable.
In addition to that, I totally agree, Joshua. I also think it just takes so much stress off of individual classroom teachers who feel as though they have to carry the burden of all the different roles that the schools play. And I think as teachers, classroom teachers engage with different adults in the building, those adults will be able to supplement what the teacher's doing in the classroom. So the child is going to see a team of loving adults around them, you know, having the conversations that are going to advance that child's interests, and it's going to be really powerful for the child to see a team of adults and supporting them and their efforts.
I remember when the school that I was in messaged to supporting staff, people who were instructional assistants, people who worked in the care of the school for, you know, beautifying the school, and they paid them to come to professional development, and how a part of the school they felt by being thought of as worthy of getting professional development. And the professional development was aligned to what we were doing in the school. And so there was a consistent and common language around the way that we spoke to kids and how we were setting up systems for care and also for, you know, positive behavior reinforcements and making sure that things were structured. And obviously it lent to cohesiveness amongst adults. But it was also the respect that they felt by being offered a seat at the table for things that they're traditionally not a part of.